51% of voters said yes to the bond issue for library construction. In unofficial results, the measure passed by a margin of only 38 votes. Library Board President Mary Ellen Anderson is happy but mindful of the close outcome.
Yeah, a lot of people worked very hard to get out the vote, and it showed, and I think we had a good result for us. We're very pleased that it passed. Because of the close vote, though, I think as we move forward, we'll keep a close eye on everything, keep being as fiscally conservative as we have been all along in designing the program, and I mean the building project, and look forward to getting started.
Opponents of the library raised concerns about the cost and size of the new building and warned against incurring more debt and operating expenses as the town's population decreases and finances get tight. The 20-year debt for the bond will mean an increase in property tax bills, estimated at $44 for every $100,000 in value on a property. The library is estimated to cost roughly $40,000 a year to operate. The bond issue just about completes the funding needed to build a facility that's currently estimated to cost nearly $6.8 million from start to finish. That figure includes the costs for construction, design work, and land for the new building. Passage of the measure also secures a $500,000 grant from the Rasmussen Foundation. More than half of the project is funded by a state grant, and the rest comes from private donations and another federal grant. Tara Alcock is the city's librarian.
Well, we're currently working on construction documents. That contract was approved by council this summer, so that work is underway. We're expecting a 75% cost estimate to come through in October, and that might result in some changes to the building, so we stay within our budget. We have another grant outstanding from the National Endowment for the Humanities, and we hope to find out about that in December.
Library supporters will also continue with a capital campaign to raise additional money for the project as it moves forward. Alcock says they hope to go to bid for construction in February or March of next year. Construction could start in the spring and may be finished in late summer of 2013. Mayor Al Dwyer ran unopposed for re-election. He says he's looking forward to his third term and is not surprised the library vote was so close.
We're striving to make Petersburg a more attractive place for people to move to and accept jobs in, hopefully. And, the library vote was close. I figured it would be close, but it goes to show that there are some people who appreciate the amenities in town.
Also running unopposed in Tuesday's election, Rick Braun will serve another 2 years on the city council as it oversees a variety of ongoing projects and issues.
Now we're going to have the library to build, and we have a new city manager, so there's going to be some changes and exciting developments at the city. We still have the borough issue to deal with. You know, we're going through the petition process, and the town still has to decide whether that's what they really want. I mean, we've heard a lot from the opposition, and they maybe even have some valid points. So we got to really look at that hard and see if that's what the town really wants and needs.
One new or not-so-new member of the council this year is a former mayor, Don Koenigs. He's a retired construction manager who was also unopposed for a 3-year term. He was out of town and not immediately available for comment. There's still one vacant council seat, which the mayor and councilors will have to fill by appointment this month. That appointee will serve until next October. Meanwhile, voters also approved changes to Petersburg's sales tax Tuesday. Ballot Measure 2 passed by the biggest margin among the ballot questions. Nearly 56% of voters said yes to the possibility of sales tax free days. January of 2012 is the earliest that the tax free days could happen. It'll be up to the city council to schedule the 2 days each year. Also Tuesday, 54% of voters said yes to removing the sales tax exemption for senior citizens and nonprofit organizations purchasing alcohol and tobacco. That exemption remains in place until November 1st. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.